Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, angel, hey, angels of melody.
Tell me, are you ready?
Honey, angels of melody.
She keep it hood, but she's up to some good.
is a never ending well. It will never run dry. Never run dry. Oh my, your love is a never ending well. It will never run dry. Oh no, no, never run dry. Your love is, I'm at a loss for words for your love. Your love, hey.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody, we thank you for tuning in to the Angels of Melody show right here on the Angels of Melody International Radio Station. We thank God for all of you that are tuned in on this Blog Talk Radio on tonight. We're doing the Blog Talk, and we also do the Angels of Melody radio station too at the same time. So, but we thank God for you all tuning in around the world. We definitely thank God for life and strength on today, despite of what's going on. We just thank the Lord for keeping us, and we just want to continue to lift up the families around the world that have lost loved ones. And I'm telling you, this is something. But tonight we're gonna get to the bottom of some of this. On the night, and we thank God for all of Africa and here in the USA and those in the UK and all over the world tuning in right now. Tonight we have a very great show. At the very beginning, you heard a gospel recording artist, our dear brother King David the Vessel, singing The Well. And so right now, we're having a great topic on tonight where we're talking about the move of God in this hour, the move of God in this hour, things that are going on. We have great guests. We have my very own cousin, Vanessa Collins. A lot of y'all know her as Teresa Collins on the Facebook. You know, she always do the videos for me for Thursday's show with all of the artists and everything. So we thank God. She was on with us last week, and now she's also on with us today. And we have our very own that's back with us from last week, Pastor Dontre Edwards of Fresh Oil Word Ministries. So we just thank God. We're going to click them on. We were on earlier, a few minutes ago, and the system just started acting up, and I had to cancel out the show to come back on. And I guess I wasn't paying attention, so y'all ignore the what it's saying on the links where it says The Move of God Part 1 with Angel on Deck, Vanessa Collins and Pastor Collins. It's supposed to be Pastor Edwards, but I was trying my best to hurry up so we can get back on the radio and everything. So, but y'all will know anyway when you hear them. But I'm just saying, y'all might look and be like, okay, she got Pastor Collins, Vanessa Collins, Pastor Collins. So, but we thank God for his many blessings. So we're going to click on my cousin first. Well, we're going to click her on, and we're going to click on the men of God at the same time. I just ask y'all that before I click y'all on, please make sure that y'all background is very quiet. Right now. So right now I'm clicking them on, and thank God it's working this time because it was not working. So God bless you, Vanessa, and God bless you, Pastor Edwards. How are y'all tonight?
Well, we're good. Thank you for having me on the show. God bless you too, Angel. And hello, Pastor. How are you on this evening?
God bless each and one of you. God bless you. The Angels of Melody and the moment of God bless you, cousin. I'm gonna officially call you family. I'm going to invite you, you know, grant you the blessings of being part of family. You know, just like when you go to a church, they say you're a friend first time, but then the rest of the time you're family. So I thank God for you, family.
Okay.
I bless the Lord for
you. Now, can you hear us? Can you hear us enough right now? Can you hear clear? Can you hear clear? Okay. Can you hear him clear? Because it sounded like he was kind of underwater for a minute.
Yes, I am. I can hear him.
Okay, you can now? Okay. All right, so what we're going to start off with is we were talking about, y'all can come the way you want to come, you know, but I just felt led myself to talk about the move of God in this hour. The things that are going on right now, people probably wondering, where's God? You know, you hear so many people say that on Facebook. I've been noticing people posting up stuff talking about, where's God? Well, what is going on? Because they're looking for something else, but they're not concerned about what God is looking for. It's all about what we want. But it's all about what God wants. In this hour, with all of this drama that's going around the world with this coronavirus and many, 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 many thousands on top of thousands are dying, you know what I'm saying, around the world, even overseas. You know, Africa is even affected by this. You know, they have had some deaths. I talked to some of the artists over there in Nigeria, and a few of them shared that it was like some deaths that was going on. So everybody is affected. It's not just the USA. So my thing is, what I want to lighten up, and then I'm going to let you both go ahead and talk. I'm just going to get my part over with right now. But what I was sharing earlier with Pastor was that there is a move of God that is going on. It is. It's a move of God that is going on with this stuff that's happening. We tend to complain. We tend to complain about how we're locked in the doors. I know I'm one of them, so I put myself out there. But I know it's more than just me. I think a whole lot of people, even those that are listening in, a lot of you complain about how you're just tired. You know, sitting in the house. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're used to going to the movies and you're used to going to different church programs and you're used to going to bowling and all these different things and hanging out with family and hanging out with friends. And now, for the past few months, we've been on lockdown. You know what I'm saying? The only place you can go is to maybe grab you a carryout and go to the grocery store to grab things that you need to, you know, grab a hold of. But at the end of the day, you're right back in the house, unless you got some around the world that really don't listen and they get around everybody. You know what I'm saying? Their families and friends, they don't care. They saying, like, bump this, sitting up in the house. And a lot of people have caught the virus because of that and have died because of the simple fact we look at it like our family and friends, well, they're not saying they're sick, so they're okay. So we feel like we can go around Aunt Sue and, you know, Uncle Ken, you know what I'm saying? And then we go around, and next thing you know, they didn't know that they had it. Now you got it, and now you out of here. You understand? So people is upset. They're angry. We don't know when is this going to lift up, what's going to happen. And my thing is, I believe that there is a move of God, and what the move of God is for us to get on our knees. That is the solution. The complaining is not the solution. The crying is not the solution. Getting angry, getting depressed, yes, we fall under those categories in this time, but that's not moving God. You understand what I'm saying? That's really not moving him. You know, we can cry all we want. That's not going to stop the corona owner. That's what I call it, the corona owner sona, to you know, to leave up out of here. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, it's all about what we want at that time. And God is saying, I want you. I want the connection to come back. I want, you know what I'm saying, I want not only the connection, but I want you to get on your knees and cry out. You know, I want you to get on your knees and repent. You know what I'm saying? Because we are so caught up in us. You know what I'm saying? What feels good to us, what we're used to doing, to where God is saying no. You know what I'm saying? It's time out for you. It's all about me now. What would you do? And real briefly, before we go to the guests, I make mention, a lot of you all have heard me talk about that we are in the Mafia of Christ. A lot of you know that I love mafia movies. And when God first saved me, you know, he had to take me there. I had to go in the spiritual part of mafia. You understand? So when I say we are in the mafia family of Christ, what I mean by that, because we look at the Lord, you know, we look at this thing, we look at it as we have a Godfather. You see what I'm saying? He's our Lord and Savior. And when you look at a mafia movie, what happens in the mafia movie? The mafia movie, there's somebody that's being rejected somewhere, and they're cast out. They're not paid attention to. So he's running the streets. He's hanging on the corners. He's looking filthy. You know, people just laughing at him, treating him like he's nothing, as we people may call a bum or whatever. But then you have a Godfather. That Godfather is in an expensive car. And he rides down the road, and he's seeing this young man or this older man standing there with his head hung down, and he sends his boys and say, hey, go get him. I want him to come to me. And then he looks at him like, this young man has purpose. This man has purpose. You know what I'm saying? I see good in him. I see that he can be used. You understand? So then what he does, he cleans him up. He tells him, if you do what I ask you to do, then you understand, I can change your life right now. I can place, you know, money in your pockets. I can give you a home. I can take care of your family. Just do these hits that I give you to do. You understand? And so the young man gets cleaned up, and now he's part of the fam. You understand? And he's doing everything that he was asked of the Godfather. Because the Godfather has given him an assignment to do. And he let him know that if you do this, I will take care of you. You understand? Long as you don't cross me, I will take care of you. Well, what happens? Something happens. The young man may cross and do stuff. There's a penalty that he has to pay. Sometimes they can get killed. Sometimes they try to escape out of town. You understand? And you might can escape out of town, but guess what? Father and his boys, they track you down. And then now you're in trouble. Your family is in jeopardy. Well, I look at it kind of the same with the Lord, but a little different. Because when we were in our sin, let's put it that way, when we were stinking in his nostrils and we was doing everything out here but acknowledge him as our personal Savior, then what happens? Your family talk about you. You went through abuse. You've been through some things. But God looks at you and say, my son, my daughter, I love you. If you live for me, if you do right, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to make ways for you that nobody can. I'll be your mother. I'll be your father. I'll be your husband. I'll be your wife. I'll be that lover that you want. You need finances. I can help you. I can open up doors for jobs. He promises us this. And we lift up our hands and we say, God, forgive us for our sins. Lord, I'm going to live for you. I owe you calling me to the ministry. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm just sold out. And next thing you know, things get good. We get blessed with jobs. We get blessed with finance. We get blessed with different things. And then it comes up on a time, God is steady yet saying, hey, what happened to you? You was on this road with me. But now I see that you made a right. You've made a left turn. You went backwards. But I'm steady yet standing here with my arms open calling you. But yet, we're so going through with our day-to-day routines. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to do this. You understand? And we've been doing it for some time, even with leaders, pastors, preaching these messages of money all the time, offerings. You're going to have blessed. Yeah, God wants us blessed. But God has given us a word for the lost souls. He's given us a word of shakening. But we don't want to preach these messages because we want the feel good to come. So we can keep getting money and tithes and don't want to lose our, you know, our congregation. So we walk in disobedience, and it's just a lot of things have happened. We've allowed the world to really take over the church. I was stating to the man of God earlier, there's no way in the world that someone can be used of the enemy to come into a church and shoot up everybody. That could not have happened back in the day. Back in the day, it was the fear of God. If someone looked like something was going on, they tapped in the spirit right then and there. Something not right with her, something not right with him. But nowadays, that demon just walks right on in. No respect. You know why? Because we just like them, but we low-key. You understand? So there's a lot of things that we have done. Some of us have not been praying like we used to do. We used to be sold out into prayer, crying out. But now we're looking at movies and we're doing a lot of eating and we're not fasting. I'm including myself in this. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm an open book. I will share. Hey, sometimes you get comfortable. Death comes in the family. You're grieving so about that family member and caught up in hurt that you're not even reading the Bible too much like you used to. Now the Bible has, you know, dust on it, and the oil is sitting over in the corner just with dust on it. You understand? And we're just wanting to still do what I want to do because of how I feel. And so when something like this happens, it has to come to get our attention. You understand? God can easily snap his finger right now, and everybody can get off the ventilators all over the world at one time. But this is being allowed for a reason, because there is a move of God. And the move of God is, you have done you for so long, and my mercy and my grace was upon you. But now I got to have my time. I'm bringing you to your knees. I'm bringing you to cry out. I'm bringing you in this place. And we steady not seeing it. We're still complaining. We're still doing this and doing that, doing that. And I really feel until there's a sound that God wants to hear from this earth. And when he get that sound that he wants to get, then I believe this thing is going to let up. So people, you know, they say, oh, you know, this thing is not letting up because of the people going out. I don't care if people were staying inside of their homes. When God is ready for this to lift up, doctors can't do it. People, medicine can't do it. Only God can fix this situation. He allowed it to come. We don't understand why our family members getting snatched, our friends, little kids is leaving. We don't understand. But God knows what he's doing. And I'll never forget the scripture says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, to me, that is the move of God that's going on. It's us coming subject unto Christ. So, I'm going to click our guests back on, and we're going to let them say a little something, and then we're going to have to knock it off to go into our second half. And on our second half, we're going to let them really go. Yes, we're going to, but I just wanted to just start it off and bring this thing out from what I felt, and then now we're going to hear from them. So I want to say, Pastor, okay, we got maybe about, I say, maybe 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, and we're going to go to the second half, and then I'm going to let you roll and cuz roll, and I'm going to sit with my mouth shut. I think I done said it all enough on my part, but we want to hear from you all. So to kind of get the feet wet till we go to the second half, Pastor, what is on your heart to share briefly, and then we're going to let cuz come on and say something, and then we're going to cut it and then bring y'all back.
Well, first and foremost, I'm proud that you brought this forth. The Bible, this kind of came into my spirit. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, and where it says in verse number 13, I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible, and it says, "Let me tell you, why are you here? You are the salt. You are here to be salt, a salt seasoning that brings out God's flavor of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will the people taste godliness, usefulness, and will end up in the garbage?" And so what I got out of that is this, is that when you lose your saltiness, when you lose your purpose, then you are in the world of trouble. And so understand that when we lose our purpose, when we lose the plan of God, and when we become inactive, now there's another scripture that's stuck in my spirit, is out of the Amplified, but I'll get to that later. But right now, this part here, when we lose who we are, then like the Bible says, it'll end up in the garbage. We become useless, and then they won't see God. They will see the world in us instead of seeing Christ. We're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're the ones that's supposed to change the flavor in the house. See, we're the ones that's supposed to be the Craig Mack and kicking flavor, new flavor in your ear. But what we're hearing is the same thing as the world is saying. When we allow the world to come in instead of us coming into the world, then we've lost our all of our seasoning and saltiness. And so that is our purpose, is that we cannot lose our purpose while we're here. See, so he says, "Let me tell you why you're here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings forth God's flavor on this earth. So let me be flavored from on high. I don't want to be flavored by Lori seasoning and black pepper and white pepper and all the other stuff, but let me be seasoned by God so when the season comes to change somebody, it can happen because the word of God is going to go, it's going to be preached. The folks want to hear it when they don't want to hear it. In season, out of season, glory to God. When it's received and when it's not received. We have to be the salt of the earth. We have to be the light of the world so that the people can see that we have been changed. So they no longer see us, but they see the Christ in us. So like I said last week, let me become transparent so the parent can show up."
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's true. Wow. That's powerful right there. Vanessa, what do you have to add to that?
Okay, what I have to that, I was in deep thoughts with the Lord as I was talking to him. I kept relating him to myself, you know, just kind of feeling what he really wants from us. You know, we as humans, as a woman or a man, we want that companionship. We want that love. We want that respect. We want to be recognized. We want to have someone to commit to us, to actually marry us, to actually submit and really take the next step of marriage and to be sold out, for us to be completely sold out. And I really believe that we have been so distracted. Like if you watch a football game or you there in a game and you're just cheering, you know, you like all in. I mean, you standing up, you raising your voice, all of that. Mm-hmm. And we have been so like distracted in things that we have made our God. TV or clothes or whatever it may be. We have focused totally into that until God has no space or room in that space that now we have allowed other things to come into. We have been a collector and collecting things that should not be in our spiritual life, in our life, period.
Yeah.
And we have fallen short and forgot forgot God. And I was like, God, I know what you how you feel. Because, you know, as humans, we want to be recognized. We want to be loved and communicated with. And that's all
that's
God
true.
Wants. We've been so
right.
self-centered into ourselves that we forgot about God. So he had to divide us. He had to do this. This is his way he had to do. This was like the last resort. Okay, I got to show y'all who I am. Because y'all up here worshiping other stuff. Then he
that's
said
right.
this time would be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. He said that in the word. It would be worse. But he still needs people to stand up, to be bold, to be righteous, to be holy, to live separate lives, to live the way according to the word of God. Just because everybody's doing the same thing and compromising and bending or whatever, you know, he's like, I need people who are going to stand up and be real and do
that's
what
right.
I ask them to do, not for money, not for how many people they have in the church, because the church is just a building. The church is just us. Well,
that's right.
Now people can't go to the church.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
now they can't. They can't go to that job now. He said, focus on me in all my ways. Not your will be done, but mine. Now you have no choice
right.
but to be where exactly where I want you to be. And either you're going to yield and be humble to me and do what I asked you to do, said for you to do, or you have to deal with the consequences that comes with that being disobedient.
That's right. And you know what? That goes
what,
into that mafia that I was talking about, you know, with
right.
the mafia. You know, it's the same
right.
thing. If you're not doing what that godfather did, because that godfather then went out and did this and did
mm-hmm.
that, well, look what happened.
Okay.
Jesus died
right.
on the cross for our sin. We
mm-hmm.
owe our
yes.
lives. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to live good on this earth. We're not supposed to be so spiritually that you're not earthly good, or so earthly that you're not no spiritual. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? He gives us, you know, the man to be with the woman and the woman to be with the man to marry, and we enjoy one another and get married and doing ministry. You know, whatever it is, he enabled for us to enjoy life. But we can't get so deep into this life that we're
mm-hmm.
saying, well, Lord, you was there for us and we thank you, but we can make it from here. And the only time we come back to him when we in trouble. But long as we're doing good, we don't even know his name no more. We don't even know how to pray no more. Now
that's
we're saying
right,
we done
right.
went from crying out, and we went from crying out and getting into that spiritual realm to where now we're doing the London Bridges falling down prayers and the patty cake prayers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And just moving on. And he's steady
mm-hmm.
yet saying, hey, I need you. I need
mm-hmm.
you to just love me. I need
mm-hmm.
you to talk to me, spend some time. I love that song by Ben Tankard where it's called Let's Get Quiet. And when you hear
mm-hmm.
the woman singing, she's saying how, you know, you used to sit here and do this and you used to sit there and do that. She said all these things. But you understand what I'm saying? And she was speaking about, you know, the Lord, you know, saying these things to us, that we used to do this, we used to do that. And so now we're not doing these things, and, you know, things are happening. Now we're pushed to a corner to where it's either, like you said, either we going to do what he's called us to do or we going to be doomed. Which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Do we walk in the newness of life or do we walk in darkness and get burned? And that's all I can say. So, Pastor, what do you have to say? What else do you have to say?
Well,
we have a couple of more minutes.
Well, you know, and I agree with what everyone is saying. You know what I'm saying? It is so important that we get back to our God. It's so important that we get back to him. And I know he's saying now, can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Commercial, you know, I was making a statement. Like how the phone commercial said, can you hear me now? And so understand that, you know, back then we were doing all the other stuff and everything. Okay, I need you to pay attention. I need you to listen. And so understand even now is that the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. And before Corona hit, those of you that were in God, that were spiritual, know that there was something on the horizon, that something was going on. Because I think I had talked to you a while ago, and I had said that I had a dream that my school was closed. And I work with special needs 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. School was in darkness. And I didn't understand why was the school that I work at was so dark. And I seen the principal, and she was saying to us, change our mindset. And that right there really just stuck with me for some reason. And then all of a sudden, here it is, some days later, after I had the dream, because I dream a lot. And all of a sudden, I hear that the corona has hit. And then one of my students said, we're going to be out for a while. I said, no, I hope not. But he was speaking some truth because we weren't listening. And so now that God has our attention, now it's so funny that people that are billionaires and welfare are in the same boat, are in the same condition. They can't go here or go there or do what they want to do. Now they have to be in a place, like I was saying on last week, either you're in, if you're in God, you're in incubation. But if you have a worldly mindset, you're incarceration. So understand that now have to understand where you are. And I was sharing this afternoon on my page, and you can check it out whenever you get a moment, that I was telling the people it is now high time to be still. And it's so important that we be still in this moment, because when you're still, you can have an ear to hear. He said, be still and know that I am God. It is so important that we become still. Because I was talking to a young lady, and all of a sudden that dropped in my spirit, and I came to a screeching halt. And understand that we be still in his presence. There is a full of instruction therein. It is so important that we do that.
That's right. That's so true. I agree. Vanessa, anything?
I just want to say we just got to remember that we are living in the last days. We're living in Revelation. So we really need to get it together before it's too late, because we don't want to wait and think that we have time. This right here should show us that life is so, so precious and can be taken at any time, that we don't have no control over nothing, that God is over everything, that he has full control over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that now is time to get it together. Now is time to repent, to change, to make it right, to ask people to forgive them, you know, to make it right, to really focus on what's really important now.
Yeah,
the little things that matters. So that's what I want to say.
That's true. And you know what, too, to add to that, another thing, we got to drop the charges. And what I mean by drop the charges, you know, a lot of us know back in the day, the O'Neal twins. Remember that song? Jesus dropped the charges. And you know, I went way back, because I was a little girl. But we heard them songs. They played them. You know, Dad and them, they played them songs. And that song came to me last night. Jesus dropped the charges. And I thought, wow, that was the O'Neal twins. This thing is old. But I'm saying that to say this. A lot of people have wronged us. We got to drop these charges. You understand? Mm-hmm. It don't feel good. We want to keep on harping and harping what such and so-and-so did to me in the past and this and that. But we got to learn to forgive and let live and keep it moving. Because if something happens that you got the corona on us, or you done had a heart attack, or you done had something, cancer, whatever, got in a car wreck or whatever, and you didn't even get a chance to say, Lord, forgive me. And you could have been doing everything right, But if you was holding something, you're not going to get in the golden gate.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said he coming back for a church without a what? Spot or wrinkle. We're not going to be at the cleanest in heaven. There's not going to be a cleanest to say, let me iron you out. Let me bleach you out and put some starch on you. No. Whatever is in us that's not right, when he judge us, and you not lining up with your scarred up, wrinkled, dirty self, you going straight on down to hell. You understand? And it's a warning. I look at this virus as a warning. And I was telling people, y'all, this virus, we think this is something. We think people is dying now. We still haven't seen anything yet.
Nothing,
that
absolutely.
Bible speaks on stuff worse than this. This right here, to me, I think this is just like a little tease, so to speak, because what's really finna come down, you understand, Lord, have mercy. Hopefully the church
absolutely.
Will be wrapped up out of here. I'm telling you. Hopefully the church be wrapped, because it's going to be a day of doomness. It's going to be a day of screaming and hollering. I'm telling you. And so, yes, it is. You know, we thinking this is something right now. Hey, we still living pretty good in these homes. We talking about we tired of being behind the closed doors, but we still eating good. Some of us got money coming in. You know, a few dollars here and there coming in. You got cars
mm-hmm.
and driving to go get you a carry out. You not laying up in the hospital with the corona owner. You understand what I'm saying? Steady yet waking up every day. And I had to check myself because I'm tired of sitting up in this house. I told God I'm tired. But then I had to come to the thing. Lord, I thank you for even being behind the four walls. I thank you for being on lockdown, because so many people's on them ventilators. If they could have a chance to be on lockdown, they'll say, put me in lockdown. I don't want to die. Here we is still complaining, but we still living. Ain't that something? We got some nerves to sit here and say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting in the house. Yeah, that's true. God knows we tired. But guess what? But we on lockdown, but yet alive. Lockdown and alive.
Mm-hmm.
And not laid down and dead. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That's something. I think that'll preach a message itself. Okay,
absolutely.
Y'all, we got 8 minutes. So I'm going to let Pastor, I'm going to let you say something else. Because you say something else, then we're going to end this part and we're going to come back with part two.
Well, amen. I thank God for just for his goodness and his mercy. And as you were saying, and I thank God and I give God a praise that there are people right now that not just laying in hospitals but also behind prison walls would love to change places with us. We may be locked down, you know, in our homes and stuff like that, but they're in a place where they are incarcerated. They're in there in their cell for 23 hours a day, and there's so much room that they can move around in. But us that are on the outside, and yes, we might be quarantined, we might be going through this, but can I just suggest and say this, that it's okay, because I'd rather be on the outside instead of being on the inside incarcerated, but I'd rather be on the inside incubated than being on the outside unincubated and being in the midst of what the world is doing and how they're going through. And the Bible talks about we don't go through like the world goes through. And so understand
mm-hmm.
that the people of God, we are being incubated in a place where God can speak to us, and
mm-hmm.
so that while he's speaking to us, we can minister back to him. We can be intimate
mm-hmm.
with him in this moment. And so we just mess this thing up for ourselves when we don't understand that this is the time that while we're incubated, we're being fed by the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of the living God. We're praying while we're seeking his face, while he may be found. This is the moment, and I say this so much, and I've said this so much on the broadcast, is that don't miss your moment. And so,
mm-hmm.
I basically say it with such urgency, and I said it with such urgency
And Angel, you remember you had prayed for me because I said I felt an urgency to the body of Christ.
Yes.
On Friday night, and it was such a powerful word that I was giving them a message in season. And because
yes.
the message was in season, the season is going to be a blessing to them. Why? Because they're trying to, you know, we're trying to get the people to see where they are. Just like when
That's
you
right.
go on a road trip, and then you go to a place and that red dot, this is where you are. And so right now, this is where we are. We are in a place. And so understand, it's 5 steps to go here, 10 steps to go there. But understand that we are here in this moment. And so understand, you recognize your surroundings, so we need to change the atmosphere that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Vanessa, you got, I want to say, 2 minutes. 2 to 3
okay.
minutes, and then we gotta cut this and then go for the second half.
Well, all I want to say is that I'm so grateful on tonight and through this whole coronavirus thing, because, you know, you can look at it in a very negative way, you know, but I look at it in a positive way, you know, because I'm still here, I'm still alive, I still got a chance and the opportunity to get it right, to get it clean, whatever I'm lacking or whatever I need to do, you know. And really, this whole experience have brought me closer to the Lord. So I thank God for allowing this, because
yeah.
it really have made me focus on who really love me, who really want me, who really need me, you know, who got my back, who's been wanting all of this that I'm giving him all this time. And I'm so grateful because I feel alive. I have peace. I have that joy again. I'm reconnecting. We're dating. We're doing stuff again that, you know, that I had lost my way somewhere. But I thank God for allowing this. And now I can see another birthday, you know.
Yeah.
I could have been cold and dead and like everybody else, but God allowed death to behave and gave me
That's
the
right.
opportunity and chance to get it right, to so I can be the mouthpiece that he needs and require of me. So that's what
Amen.
I want
exactly. exactly. Well, you know what? We done hit on some good stuff. I'm telling you, some people tuning in and I'm getting texts every which way saying, you know, they enjoying this. So what we're going to do, we want to go ahead and stop this broadcast, and we're going to go into our part two. And when we get to our part two, then y'all can really, you know, go forth on this thing. So is that's all right with y'all? So what we're going to do is end this part. We're going to end this part, and then we're going to come right back on exactly in 10 minutes for our part two, which will be 9 o'clock. All right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll be back, y'all.